Good morning, this is Blake, and this is my new podcast, Trials and Tribulations. We got
Mackenzie,
Amaya,
and Jackson.
We're just going to be explaining experiences that high schoolers go through, success and, you know, failures, mental well-being in high school and work management. We'll just see where, you know, the conversation naturally flows. So
you want to start off with like freshman year, or do you want to start off with now?
Dude, let's start off with freshman year, dude. Like, okay, freshman year was a, you know, was a pretty odd year because, you know, COVID, mm-hmm. pretty awkward year for everyone.
Yeah, I was online for a while.
We're juniors. That's crazy. So you guys had like a completely different experience than we did.
So we got two seniors and two juniors right now. Mm-hmm. Jax and I had total different experiences.
Yeah, you guys got to go to school for the last week. We don't. I'd say my freshman year, though, was kind of a good experience. I'd say sophomore was a little worse just because it was starting off online.
Yeah.
I liked going to school, having all the friends there, you know,
yeah.
and not being lazy, because mm-hmm. definitely being at home, being in all my classes online, that made me lazy. That just made me want to like go to sleep for the whole time.
Most definitely. My sophomore year was the only year that I ever got straight A's, bro.
Really?
Oh, you did not get straight A's.
I did, I swear to God, because, okay, I might be exposing myself on this podcast, but I mean, I got straight A's because I... online. I just want to say that.
Everyone did.
You know, so I feel like sophomore year was like, it was definitely a game changer. You know, freshman year was odd because it ended so early. I mean, my freshman year ended toward like the ending, so I was
you
just...
You still had your freshman year in Guam.
Yeah,
no,
I did.
Chicago.
No, that was my sophomore year. My sophomore year was in Chicago, and I finished up my freshman year in Guam.
Damn, Guam. So you explained that to me a little bit, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, what was your guys' experience as like incoming COVID online school?
It was very weird.
Yeah, like having like no friends going into like hybrid. Yeah. It was freshman year. At the end of it, we all went into hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would like, I don't know. It was just weird because I only knew these people off of the screen and like seeing their names on a black mm-hmm. screen.
Yeah.
Because no cameras were on.
Yeah, because nobody wanted to turn their camera on.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers would like beg.
Yeah, they would be like, please turn your camera on. And I feel like it kind of like ruined our freshman year because, I mean.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no sports.
No, nothing. And I don't know, you just never got to see like people's faces and get to see those smiles that everybody has on your first day of school and like. Meeting the new teachers, going into your classroom, seeing your locker. Like, you didn't get any of that.
Yeah.
You got, like...
All your friend groups changed. I mean, you know, you weren't very social. Yeah, you were always in the house. There were always strict rules and stuff. So, it was pretty, you know, pretty awkward time.
Yeah. And then going back and, like, being in hybrid and being like, oh, that's what you look like.
Yeah. You changed so much over the year.
The masks came off.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the catfishing with the
masks. Oh, my God. I remember.
Like, those with the big noses and they had, like, good eyes. I was like, oh, like, you're not as cute as I thought you were.
My junior year, I only went to Sheldon for 2 years, my junior year, my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
But my junior year was that year where we were still using masks and they were still, like, being really strict about it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I could only put a face to people with the mask. But when that, like, last week of mask where they were like, okay, we got to use it for one last week. And everybody was so excited. When everybody took off their mask, I was like, wait, what? That's how you look?
Yeah, my teacher was very, because I had my math class with my stepbrother and Phoebus.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we took off our masks, he was just amazed at everybody. I knew a lot of people beforehand. So there's only a few people that were new that I didn't know. Masks came off. So catfishing was a big thing.
Yeah, but over COVID, everyone changed.
Yeah,
a lot. The appearances and
they got bigger. They lost weight.
Yeah,
yeah.
Imagine having COVID during like your senior year. Couldn't go to prom.
Oh, dude,
that sucked.
That sucked. Like you know,
because there were like some.
They didn't have graduation,
but there were some at home proms. Like I went to prom my freshman year with one of the seniors.
Yeah, it was at like a house though. It wasn't
it wasn't like a normal
formal thing.
Yeah. But, like, it was still fun, I guess. Just not, like, the prom experience.
We can all agree that, you know, COVID was a very interesting time and stuff. How would you say, like, affected you emotionally? Because, you know, everyone wasn't really able to be social. Like, they had such strict, like...
No, but it allowed you to find yourself a lot.
I found myself a lot through COVID.
Because you were isolated so much. You spent so much time with yourself.
Exactly. And it felt kind of like weird to like, you know, explore outside of, but
I have to say also, I don't have to put on too much like effort for doing because with school, you know, some people want to have like the right outfit or just go to school, like consistency. With COVID beforehand, I was like kind of like that, picking out outfits for school. But now after like COVID and just like being chill, being quiet with myself, it's just like I don't really choose. It's just what's ever there.
And everyone kind of like came up with their own style.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there are still the kids that try every day, but
the freshmen like, too.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah, it just feels like, dude, I don't even care anymore. I throw on sweats and a shirt. Yeah. Dude, I just rock my own style. And, you know, everybody seems to have, like, their own, like, you know, little thing, which is, like, totally cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like no one cares anymore.
Yeah, before it was like, oh, who had the, you know, newest shoes and shit. Yeah, the Yeezys and you know.
Now it's just whatever you wear is just that. And if it's hot out, it's just, like, shorts are a need, though.
Yeah, facts. How would you?
Like, usually girls wear like, dude, like the jorts or whatever, the jean shorts.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
a lot
of
girls
dude.
Wear those.
The lot are they longer?
No, just jean shorts.
Oh, yeah. I don't like jean shorts.
Oh, you don't? I mean, like I rock my Lulus, like.
Yeah, half see, the that's time. The thing. I'd rather wear like comfy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can do that. My like short Nike shorts.
Yeah, you
I can
you
do
in
those.
Jean shorts. That would be funny.
I would never do that, Lord Jax. Academically and stuff, like, how would you say with, like, you know, managing, like, schoolwork, time management and everything, now that, like, you
there's
know.
There's a lot of procrastination.
Oh, seriously.
More procrastination right now that we're in school and stuff.
We barely had any work, but we would literally wait to, like.
No, I feel like during COVID, my, like.
Work ethic?
My work ethic went down so much. Because, like, everything was just easy. And so I didn't try. It was all just so easy. And now that things are getting back to being hard, they're like I don't want to try because I'm
that's very true.
It ruined my work ethic.
Yeah, like I talked to a lot of my buddies and stuff. They're like, man, I just didn't have any like any sort of like
motivation
to like do it, you know, like because it's boring. I mean, you pretty much just play games while you're in class or you're on your phone and stuff, like you know.
You
so
fall
like.
Asleep on your-
Fall asleep.
So many times in the class with the teacher just all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was so embarrassing.
They'd be like, wake up. Like, I'm going to end the Zoom.
Yeah. Please turn on your camera, please. We need to know that you're here for attendance or we're going to have to kick you out of this chat. Like, oh my God.
The kids that would be playing video games during it. I was like, you really are not hiding it.
People accidentally didn't mean to like mute their mic or whatever.
I did that once.
Oh my.
So bad. Really?
That happens to all of us.
My cat laid on my computer and I didn't know. And it got a lot.
I've never done that. Like I never.
You were always aware.
Yeah, I was always aware. I didn't fall asleep in my classes. Like I wasn't ever paying attention.
It's 8 in the morning. I'm in my bed. I'm gonna fall asleep.
When we first started online, like I kind of took it seriously because I didn't know like what to expect from it. But like long periods of doing it, because we were doing it for, I can speak for Jackson and I, because we're seniors. But like for the last part of like our freshman year and going into sophomore, like kind of just got like repetitive, and you know, we were just kind of like fed up with it in a way. So we were just finding like alternatives to like, you know, find ways not to do work and stuff. Like we just weren't motivated, like, you know, for you guys. Your guys's online classes didn't start till like what?
We started them at the end of 8th grade when COVID started, but we didn't even do Zoom.
No.
We just did assignments they gave us and it was literally nothing. And then freshman year, we were all online until like the last month of school and we did
hybrid.
Yeah, we did hyper, which was really silly.
So, like, in those times, like, would you say those were confusing times at the time? Because 8th grade, like, okay.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Like, everybody was like, yes, I don't have to take this test. And then all of a sudden, you're at home for, like, a year.
I remember when they were like, we're just going to take, like, a week off school. And then it's like, we're going to cancel the rest of the school year.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, like, this is kind of serious.
Yeah.
And as an 8th grader, like...
Yeah.
You're like, this is my last year. I get to like
last year of middle school.
Did go to Kyung.
No, I went to Prey Mountain.
Yeah, you were private.
Yeah, Prey Mountain's like Bethel District, so it goes to like Willamette.
I went to Cal Young, but I went to Monroe first for 6th grade, and then 7th, 8th grade, I went to Cal Young. I definitely have to say Cal Young, the people there were a lot better.
Oh, really?
The teachers at Monroe, I liked a lot more. They were just more outgoing in a way.
Yeah.
And then there was like Mr. Wade, who would answer my phone. He literally picked up my spam call in the middle of class. I thought I turned off my phone. No, he picks it up. He's like, hey, this is Wade or whatever his last name is. Jackson Anderson is currently in a class right now, and it's just a spam call.
Yeah, no, he threw a chair at a kid. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was crazy. And then his son went there. I felt so bad for his son.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad my parents were never teachers.
Dude, my dad was actually
awesome. My dad dated one of my teachers.
Me too.
No way. No way. Dude, wait. Dude, like the parent-teacher conferences, my dad would always go in and flirt with the teachers. He'd be like, you got a hot one this year. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
My second grade teacher, he dated her. And then my fifth grade teacher, he was trying to get at her, right? Plenty of shit on the planet. I was getting in trouble in her class, all that. She asked my dad to come in. My dad asked me to wait outside her door, and I was waiting there for a solid hour. They were just talking it up, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Dude, how do you act in that situation, though? Like,
I'm a kid. I don't know what's going
on. You feel like you have, like, special privileges now that your parents are all locked in with your teachers and stuff.
Yeah, like, I better get an A. You're coming over to my house for dinner.
For real.
For my second grade teacher,
I had some male teacher, but he would move me to the female teacher's classroom on some days. And so my dad, that's the one that he was dating, right? So I wouldn't get any privileges from her. But all that would happen is I would get picked up from school and dropped off from school. And dropped off, it would be like 7. And school starts at 8:30.
Yeah.
So I'd be there for an hour and 30 minutes doing nothing.
You'd kick back in her class?
I'd kick back in there. I mean, I didn't have a phone at the time, so it was kind of boring. But I mean, I just chilled there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe 8. Yeah, I went to O'Hara Catholic School or whatever. It was elementary. I went up to Washington, Mountain View, whatever.
Yeah, I heard about Mountain View. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I came back down. I went to McCormick because my dad didn't want to pay for O'Hara's tuition or whatever. So I went there for like a year. I think that was third grade, right?
Yeah.
And then moved up to Portland because my dad needed to finish college. Moved up there, went to I think it was like Cougar Mountain, and then moved back down here, went to Monroe, went to Cal Young, and then now here at Sheldon. So, I mean, I moved around a little bit, not as much as other people, but still, it was an experience to just go around meeting new kids because at each school, it was just hella different. There'd be like a popular person, right?
Yep.
Like the guy or girl, right? Hella popular. Friends with everybody, right?
Yeah.
And up in Washington, it'd be like, there'd be just like a group of like popular kids.
Yeah.
Everybody else would just be left out. Everybody else.
Yeah. I feel like coming into Sheldon, it was pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, I started off pretty, you know, just, you know, a regular kid and then got into sports, got to know some people and stuff. It's where Amaya and I met in
wrestling.
Yeah. She was the
manager.
She was the manager. Yeah. And that was pretty fun. So I met all my buddies in there, you know, just kind of like explored from there and, you know, got into football and stuff and then met more boys, met more coaches and then kind of just like expanded on that.
Yeah, I feel like at Sheldon, if you play sports, you're fine.
Yeah.
Like you don't have anything to worry about. Even if you don't play sports, I don't feel like there's like a whole lot of bullying here. Like you don't really see those like groups. I mean, of course, the people who have more friends, but like they're not rude about it. They're not like, I have more friends than you.
Exactly.
They're just like, I mean, like... They have so many friends and they're not over there bragging. They're nice to everybody.
Exactly.
And it's just like, if you play sports and fine.
Well, Sheldon is a very, very sports school.
Yeah.
Like, we're the most sports school out of any high school in our area.
The most funded, as everybody knows, and stuff of that sort.
It's definitely easier. But I'd have to say with us, we find those certain people. Like, we like to keep it close.
Most definitely.
And with people who we trust. And I would have to say with, like, in my personal opinion, he's pretty humble. Like, when I ever talk
most definitely.
To him,
definitely.
Like, he doesn't try to, like, show off or anything. He's just trying to have a good time, talk with people, right? And that's what I really liked about him in 7th, 8th grade, because I was doing track with him.
Yeah.
So he was really, like, forward with talking with me and trying to get me into, like, their little group.
I feel like just at this school, they're just so inclusive.
Yeah.
That you don't really have anything, like, to worry about.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's kind of friends with everybody. And nobody judges you if you're not friends with somebody who's outside your group.
There's so many people. That, I mean, the population of this school.
I think that might be all because of COVID.
I mean, like, probably.
All the standards kind of got dropped.
I mean,
really
at other schools, they're not like that. Like, there's so much bullying. And maybe I'm just, like, not in those groups that, like, bully. But I don't think that there's a lot of bullying.
No, not at all.
Like, I don't see kids. I mean, there's, like, the few of, like, the...
Well, I mean, there's, like, fights. Things here and there. Yeah. But, I mean, it's nothing, like, super, like, controversial or anything.
I'd say mainly the freshmen are the ones that right now are getting into, like... bullying or like calling out because a freshman called me the N-word. Like,
oh, yeah.
Last trimester.
Oh, Lord, bro. Censored. Like,
I know. It's just like.
They had no one to bully them into. Like, I've noticed about all the incoming, like, even the sophomores this year and the incoming freshmen, no one had, like, no one set them in their place.
Even us, like, I didn't feel like we had people to set us in our place. We just kind of learned.
That's kind of the part about this traditional thing, right? Because COVID kind of jacked that up for everybody.
Yeah, but I think that we just had a good class where we didn't, like, we were already mature. We were already at that level.
Wait, I mean, we still had some part of 8th grade.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, some of these kids had none of that.
No 8th grade at all. Like, you're the top dog at your school. And so that's where you learn how to be, I don't know, just...
I mean, I definitely have to say my stepbrother. Yeah. I wouldn't say it was during COVID. I would say it was before that. But I didn't really have him during COVID too much. I mean, he was with his dad some of the time, trying to go just be with him during COVID because it wasn't much to do.
Yeah.
Right? But he put me into my place 7th, 8th grade. But after that, yeah, I just made myself kind of just like improve on myself, you know?
Yeah, most definitely.
Not let anybody else do it. Because even though I had my big stepbrother, right, he doesn't really think of me as a brother, right?
Yeah.
So there's not that connection there. So I have to learn myself to not be like annoying in a way, you know?
Yeah,
learn
exactly.
How to stop talking when I need to.
Yeah.
Or know when things are like supposed to be said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I had to kind of teach myself that a little bit during COVID, just a tiny bit. And also after COVID a little bit, because I would say some people were quiet after COVID, just a little bit. Friends getting back together, but with some people that I knew back in freshman year, like now we're just kind of quiet now rather than just saying what's up, hanging out a little bit.
Oh my god, what were relationships even like during COVID? Like, I know for a long period of time nobody was even seeing each other, so everybody wanted like that boyfriend girlfriend thing, but it never really lasted. Like, did you guys relate to that, or guys?
Oh, definitely. Like, right? I've only ever had like one boyfriend, and so I got a boyfriend like my freshman year, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like, this is my first boyfriend, and I was like, what am I doing? Like, like I'm a freshman in high school. Like, I don't need a boyfriend. And like, he was a great boyfriend, but you know, I just, it wasn't my time. I didn't need a boyfriend. And I feel like I just got one just because I was in high school. And like, that's what I thought of all those kids. And like, you get a boyfriend when you're in high school and you get to drive around. And like, we did that, and it was just like not what I had expected.
It was just all experience, and it was all just a confusing time coming out of COVID, you know, because we just all wanted that. We were just all trying to fill gaps that we had missed.
Yeah.
All the time that we had missed with socializing with people and, you know, friend groups and just seeing people. It was just such a new thing. So everybody was, but yeah, I wasn't really the smartest kid, but Mackenzie is, you know, she has all the AP classes. She's never gotten a B in her single life, bro. Only 8th grade, bro. Life. Her single life, dude. Literally all A's, dude. And like, it's like, I think that's really impressive. Like, you know, coming into like coming out of COVID and just like, what are like some, like, what would you say for like some, like, you know,
like advice? What
people
advice
listening. Yeah. Like just the hardship and just like,
it's not so much like to get A's in high school. You just gotta have common sense. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, thanks.
Like, I tried using that before, and somehow I'm still like.
It's like the only thing I can say is figure your common sense out.
Yeah, like with tests and stuff, like repetition, right?
Study just a whole bunch. Like,
I feel like you're just.
You have to understand things. If you understand,
you just
things,
gotta listen in class. Honest.
I had a 44% attendance rate last year, like, and I still got A's. Like, it's more of just like a.
I think you're just smart in general.
I'm like, this is why I'm not, might not be the best way this question about advice, because all the everyone's like, study a lot, be in class. I'm like, I didn't do any of those things. Like,
yeah, I did all those things, right? And I still got C's.
Yeah, like, even me, like, I could, like, concentrate the hardest because there were times where I was just, like, fed up with just not getting anything done. And, you know, even when I paid, like, close attention to stuff, like, sometimes I just wouldn't pick up on things. You know what I mean? Like, with her, like, dude, it just happens. Like, I don't do much studying. I don't really show up to class, you know what I mean? But I just get straight A's because I'm just, you know, just smart. But, I mean, yeah.
It's the thing is, you show up to the classes that matter. If you don't have the energy to go to all your classes, just show up to the ones that matter. If you have to go take a nap in your car, then do it. If it's a class that doesn't matter, don't waste your energy in it, because you're going to want it for your next class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. I feel like that's really good advice, you know? I mean,
it's the most BS thing ever. Like, realistically, no one has the energy to go sit through 6 hours of classes, you know? Mm-hmm. No one has the energy for it. Every day with 4 minute breaks. 4 minute breaks with a 45 minute lunch. There's just, you do not have the energy for it. Like,
yeah.
When I had my full schedule, like sophomore year, I would fall asleep in like every single one of my classes.
Yeah.
Like, it was so bad that I just like had to stop, especially with kids that have sports on top of it, mm-hmm. you know? And
yeah.
The ones that are pressured to get the good grades. Like,
yeah, like, I feel so bad for those football boys because they got to wake up the crack of dawn, go to practice, go to all of their schools, and they got to get good grades or else you can't play football and your coach mm-hmm. is going to be riding you yeah. the entire time. And then after school, they have practice again. They got to go with lift weights. And it's just like, and they got to do it all over again every single day.
Yeah.
I have to say, he lives 15 minutes away from school around me, right? Waking up around like 4 to 5
yeah.
to get ready to go to practice is
every
insane.
Day.
Every day. And then going to get all your classes done.
He got a 3.9 yeah. GPA.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
And the fact that he like, he never complains about it either.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, that's the only thing they've ever known.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, their parents don't let them. I mean, it's not even that. Like, they want to do it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's yeah. not like not everybody
you
else.
You have to
does.
Have the want. That's one thing. If mm-hmm. you want the grades, you gotta want that. You can't, like, you know what
but
I mean?
But it's not like those people that like, don't have the grades. It's not like they don't want it.
No, some
people. Some people just, have. Like, don't have that
Some people
ability.
Aren't made for school. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you don't gotta be school smart mm-hmm. to be smart.
I also think that people just like say, oh, I'm going to get this done and never get it done right. They just keep on talking about
yeah.
it instead of like just saying, oh, I'm thinking about it right now. Let's just go do it. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, throw back to my art project.
Oh, Lord.
Like, my essay's due on Monday, right? It's Thursday. Oh, I'm going to do it on Sunday or Saturday, right? Rather than just starting it now. And then,
and then you got like 40 minutes left before Sunday night.
Exactly. So you don't have to do all of it like at 11, right?
Well, in conclusion, like, not every small detail has to be perfect in high school. I think that's the biggest mistake that incoming high schoolers think. Like,
in high school's where you're allowed to screw up.
Exactly.
Like, you're allowed to make mistakes here. It's like right when you like go to college, that's when you cannot
yeah.
start to make mistakes, you know? Like, right when you graduate is when life really starts.
Exactly. It's definitely important. Not everything has to be perfect. You just have to understand the key points and just get it done. Not everything has to be perfect. You don't have to take all the notes. You know what I mean? You don't have to score perfect on all your tests. I've failed a lot of tests and somehow I'm not lacking any credits. I passed all my classes. You don't have to be, you know, perfect in high school. You can still get by. And it's.
And I think a lot of things that people need to hear, it depends on what college you want to go to, but you do not need to get a 4.0 to go in state. You do not need to work
yeah,
your
when
ass
you're getting
off
a
to
job,
go in
it
state.
Does not matter your high school GPA.
No.
Yeah.
Like, does any job will hire you if you're high
seriously.
School, pretty much.
Like,
I mean,
you could have,
like,
a 1.0 and if you're, like, really, really smart and you're just not school smart, you yeah. can get a job. Like,
most definitely.
Yeah,
a trade or, like,
not
whatever.
Made for college. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, so you can't really crap on people when they said they don't want to go to college because they could totally have a plan elsewhere, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Most definitely. And I was actually talking to Jax about this the other day. There was this one saying from this person. It was like, A-plus students, you know, they're so good at like, following what the teachers tell them and stuff,
yeah.
which are like the people that normally, you know, work the office jobs. I'm not saying that you are because I know you're going to be something great. But like, for like example, like Jackson and I, we, you know, I don't want to say like we're C students. We weren't really good at like really doing word for word what the teacher taught. We just weren't really good at following directions, which, you know, gave us the ability to, you know, think the way we wanted to think or be more creative outside of our box and not be so like narrow minded the school industry. And well, yeah. So we're going to wrap this up now with trials and tribulations. And I just want to thank everyone for coming. Mackenzie, Amaya, and Jax.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Thanks for having your presence here and taking time out of your day to help people understand high school and give your input on high school and stuff. And yeah, I think this was a really fun podcast. And I don't know, maybe down the future. I don't know, probably not. But, you know, maybe do like a part two, hopefully, if, you know, we're down for that. But yeah, it was definitely good. And yeah. Thank you.